respect people of other faiths. Muhammad encouraged his companions to be friendly and transparent with people of other faiths while maintaining an assertive personality and clear understanding about their Islamic faith. Muhammad demonstrated how highly he respected people regardless of their faith in several occasions. It is narrated that he stood up showing respect for a funeral carrying a coffin of a Jewish man that passed him and his companions. Muhammad answered a companion who wondered why Muhammad stood up for the carried body. He is a human being, regardless of his race, faith, and social class. Sahih al-Bukhari 285 1312. Sahih Muslim 358 961. Interfaith dialogue and peaceful coexistence with people of other faiths. Interfaith dialogue can be defined as a two-way communication or discussion between people of different religious faiths and traditions in order to reach positive outcomes, such as moving from suspicion and confusion to understanding and awareness, or from hostility to friendliness. In the year 632 CE, Muhammad received and hosted at his mosque in the city of Medina a Christian delegation who came from Najran in Yemen to learn about Islam and discuss the differences between Islam and Christianity. Muhammad set guidelines and etiquettes for dialogue and debate with others based on respect, wisdom, mutual understanding, and kindness. The Quran states, "Call, invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom and with good admonition, and reason, debate with them in the best manner. Your Lord knows best who strayed from his path and who received and able to receive guidance." The Quran, chapter 16, verse 125. "And do not debate with the people of the book, Jews and Christians, except with the best manner, unless those of them who were aggressors, unjust or exceeded just limits, say to them, 'We believe in what has been revealed to us and what has been revealed to you. Our God and your God is one, and to him we are submitting.'" The Quran, chapter 29, verse 46.